A drug investigation in Wilton is raising concerns about the illegal sale of banned substances. Police say they seized unlicensed cannabis products, as well as hundreds of nitrous oxide canisters, apparently, during a raid at a smoke shop recently. And now an employee is facing multiple drug charges. But I wanted to talk more about this. And so joining us from the Wilton Police Department, Lieutenant Anna Tornello is here. And Lieutenant Tornello, thank you so much for giving us the time on WICC. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. And thank you for addressing this topic.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I first want to, I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this is certainly something that I know as a journalist, I have reported in many other towns and cities, not just in Fairfield County, but across Connecticut. This is not just a Wilton issue, correct?
Absolutely not. And in fact, we were assisted. And, before we start, I wanted to acknowledge the very precious assistance that we had from both the Department of Consumer Protection and the Norwalk Police Department, who have ample experience on this issue.
Oh, that's great. Tell us, first of all, when you have a drug bust of this sort, how does that even land in the laps of a local police department?
Well, it all starts with good relationships with the community trusting us and reporting what they suspect to be an illegal activity. So this is how it started. A very responsible citizen became aware that the establishment was selling products, marijuana products, to minors, and reported the issue to the police department, and that's how the investigation started. Of course, we had to do our due diligence before requesting a search warrant from the court and having it approved, and then, starting the operation and being able to go and investigate inside the store.
And Lieutenant, correct me if I'm wrong, you're with the Detective Division for the Wilton Police Department.
That is correct.
Have you seen an uptick in finding illegal substances sold at smoke shops, even convenience stores, in recent years, or is this pretty par for the course?
Well, I think that we have been more focused on the issue since the legalization of cannabis products for adults since 2021. With the Act, the Responsible and Equitable Regulation of Adult Use Cannabis Act that legalized marijuana, the only thing is that marijuana became only legal for people over age, like 21 years old and up. However, I guess this idea of legalization made it probably normalized the idea of consuming cannabis products for everybody. And as a result, minors became more attracted to it and it became more easy for them to acquire the substances. Unfortunately, there are laws that, first of all, you should only purchase, even adults that are allowed to use marijuana products should purchase from licensed establishment. It's also like for a safety issue, in this dispensary. Dispensaries, the products are tested and they comply with the regulations for the sale of marijuana products. In these other establishments that sell marijuana under the counter, we don't know where they come from. And in fact, as you know, in this case, in the store, we also found kratom products, which has been totally banned in Connecticut since earlier this year. So you see how this the legalization has come into play into normalizing the use of the substances.
Do people, you think, realize the danger of, I understand, obviously, kratom is illegal in the state. It's banned, actually. But do you think people know even what that is on average, or at least teens, you think that they're aware of what that is?
The fact that teenagers are aware or not aware of what it is, it doesn't matter that I'm not willing to try it. That's why I'm saying that often parental control is the only way that we have to protect children, because once they go out and are able to purchase a product like that, they're going to consume it. There's peer pressure. There's curiosity. As we all know, when you're a teenager, you're exploring the world and you don't think there's too much. As a minor, you think if I'm 21 and I'm allowed to consume it, why am I not allowed to consume it while I'm a little younger? I'm going to get there at some point, right? The same with alcohol. We know that there is this craving for alcohol because it's banned until you're 21. But what happens? Do you consume it or not before you're 21? You do. It's curiosity. It's experimenting with products. Unfortunately, the real consequences of consuming this kind of products you'll only see once you're grown up. Like they're saying that marijuana affects the development of the brain in young people. It affects the brain cells.
Right.
Kratom has a substance that hasn't been studied enough, and in low dosages it has a stimulant effect. In higher dosages it becomes a depressant, which used in conjunction with alcohol or other depressants can cause respiratory issues, coma, and even death.
Right. So, well, and I think if people did a quick search of it, Lieutenant Tornello, I think that's where it's really concerning. I mean, and again, unless people look at even the dates, the Mayo Clinic actually talked about it being unsafe and ineffective. But the first sentence says that it's a supplement sold as an energy booster, mood lifter, pain reliever, and remedy for symptoms to quit opioids, which to me sounds great, right? I mean, on the surface, that sounds like that's a miracle drug. But what's interesting is then you have to ask the question, why is it illegal? Why is it banned? Right. I mean, but we don't ask those questions enough. We just kind of do a quick 2 to 5 second search, maybe even using AI. And we don't even have a full synopsis of the dangers or really the unknowns, to your point, the lack of research surrounding something like Kratom.
Absolutely. You said it. Once something is advertised as a miracle drug, it does everything. It makes you, it gives you, it uplifts you, but then it depresses you. Like, that's a red flag to me.
But there's a problem with that.
Yes. And absolutely, as you say, you can do a very minor. So you have ChatGPT, anything, just Google it. You know what it is. The lack of information is no longer a justification because there is information all over the place. And I don't know if you're aware that for minors found in possession, in illegal possession of marijuana products, the act says we won't even give you an infraction. We have you sign a piece of paper that says that you acknowledge the dangers of consuming this product. So we encourage people. We're not as an enforcement agency. By the law, we are focused on spreading the information that this at this age is dangerous to consume. I personally don't know what else to do. The law incorporated this educational portion, but other than, again, I'm not in the home with these children, and I would encourage parents to exercise parental control.
There you go. You said it, Lieutenant. No, but that's just it. You took the words right out of my mouth, which is that you're like, what else can we, the police, even do? There it is. It's, I think, kind of landing some of the responsibility on the household. You said, parents have to have an active role. And I think even letting, their kids know, look, we've had crackdowns, and I've had the Attorney General on about this. I've had the Commissioner for the Department of Consumer Protection, Brian Caffarelli, on about this, that kids will even go into some convenience stores that have been shut down even temporarily or permanently because they're selling snacks that have really high THC levels. They are illegal. They have not been checked or anything. And kids are putting them in their backpacks and they're walking away with them and they're not checked. And sometimes they don't even realize that they're buying candies or snacks that look like Doritos or Snickers, but they're really not. And so it's kind of, dare I say, helicopter parenting or having those conversations to help out your local police, because you can only crack down so much. And even then, it's after the fact. It's after the sales already happened.
Yes. And guess what? After the search, after we took everything out of the store that was illegal to possess. Oh, let's not forget the whippets, the gas, the nitrous oxide that is used for the whipped cream. I mean, we seized containers of it. Huge containers like of 3 liters of this nitrous oxide gas and the small whippets that are illegal. They are restricted. Obviously, they are for anesthetic use, medical use, and for culinary purposes. When you don't sell whipped cream, you shouldn't have whippets either, right? Mm. You shouldn't have containers of nitrous oxide. And kids, and I mean flavored of all on top of everything. So kids shouldn't be seeking inhalants. Therefore, I would encourage parents to sit down with their children, have a healthy conversation. You don't have to go into the room and search for anything that could be illegal. Just have a trusting relationship with your children. Have them, you know, trust you in, you know, I got peer pressure. I wanted to try this. What do you think, mom or dad? Sit down, have a conversation, what the possible consequences could be. And also, thank you to all the citizens that become aware of the situations and they report it to us,
mm-hmm.
and so that we're able to act upon it. But again, the acting, the reactionary police enforcement, it's really minor in this case, because after we search the store and we removed all the illegal substances, like I think the same night it was back open.
Wow. Yeah. So like you said, Lieutenant, it is important to have those conversations. And to your point, even praising or rewarding, I would think your kids are empowering them that, hey, thank you so much for saying something to me. You know, that takes guts and I appreciate it. But as you mentioned, not just kind of being complacent. If you see something that is illegal, to report it immediately. And so, Lieutenant Tornello, I want to thank you and everybody at the Wilton Police Department for the work that you're doing. That investigation's still ongoing. But thank you for the latest on this. And we'll continue to have conversations like this on the air to, again, normalize talking to your kids about it and knowing what's out there on the market that a lot of the times can be illegal. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. Lieutenant Tornello, again, with the Wilton Police Department here on WICC.